producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen Goodness Day way of thinking, talking, working. It's winning, Richie.
Winning. Hold on, where's Charlie? Hold on, I got him here.
It's 7 past the hour on the Doug Good Day program. Jennifer's here, Richie's here, and we have several different things to focus on. I know you find that amazing.
Winning.
All right. Okay, so I would like you to, I find this hard to believe. But this information I'm about to give you is true. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. And by the way, this seems to be sort of a common reaction to the article in the Washington Post on the rumors that are widespread in Iraq that the U.S. is collaborating with Daesh. They are telling there are some elements in the United States military, according to this report, that are telling Daesh about bombing plans. The veterans who are hearing this are saying, oh, no surprise. It's far from the first rumor that troops in these countries have had to contend with. The rumor seems to have twin foundations. One is an active effort to spread it by officials within Iran, which competes with the U.S. for influence in Iraq. The other belief is in the power of American technology. The military's weapons and spying gear are so good that if the U.S. really wanted to destroy Daesh, you could do so at the drop of a hat. See, that's where I am. We spend all this money on technology. We don't want to. We want the military-industrial complex does not. I believe this story hook, line, and sinker. And how many times have you heard me say pretty much the same thing? The military-industrialists are so inculcated in our military, in the Defense Department, and they have their tentacles out all over the place. Wherever they can sell their weapons of war, they're going to do it. So we'll stir up these guys. We'll support them. I think I said to you, 3 or 4 weeks ago, that you could follow a trail. I believe there's a trail to be followed, that there are tens, if not 30, 40, 50 million dollars a month. Never mind the sale of oil, because there is a cloud.
They keep blowing it up.
Well, but no, let me
there's a cloud here as to what happens to this oil. People say, oh, the Turks are getting the selling of money. That's not, nobody's really, how hard is it to prove? Nobody's proven it.
Let me tell you what I learned yesterday morning, and I was shocked, and I think you're onto something here, Dougie. And again, hold on,
yeah,
hold on my tinfoil hat, hold on. Mine's on. Did you put yours on?
Yeah, I got mine on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that we're definitely, I think you've got a perfect partnership here. You have the military-industrial complex who's making a lot of money and having to do minimal work, because then you have a president and an administration who, for whatever reason, and I'm not suggesting, I mean, there's a million reasons why he's half-heartedly fighting this battle against ISIS, which I think is more than a fair statement. And I just found out yesterday that they have the ability to bomb ISIS's oil fields and cut off their money. I mean, that's all they have to do. They don't even have to
tell anybody. They just started doing that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, finally. You want to know why?
Because
it had environmental implications, and they were given an order by the Obama administration not to bomb the oil fields because it was bad for the environment.
Yeah.
Here's breaking news. Bombs are bad for the environment.
These people are so insidious. They are so unbelievable.
And they're all in bed together.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you look at some of the results that they're seeing now. Just after 2 weeks of bombing their oil fields and their oil trucks, and they are seeing recruitment is down. Their money has just been choked off, so they're not able to pay the people that are working for them, so they're leaving. I don't know why it took so long for them to get
but
to this.
We just explained why it took so long.
Like that, that's ridiculous.
Where it
environmental
with them.
Impact. And here, look at how much money the military makes. Do you know how many missions are flown every single day? In the hundreds, okay, like 45,
hundreds.
50,
right.
Hundreds of missions, like 150 missions, I think, a day are flown. And they just are flown. They're not allowed to drop bombs because our rules of engagement are so ridiculous. And then you have someone like Donald Trump, who's not very polished, but comes out and said, we need to start taking out these people's families. Well, it's not about going after the innocents. What he means is that the rules of engagement are such that these terrorists walk around surrounded by their families so that we, under our rule, can't be ever bombed.
And then these arrogant bums in Washington say, we dismiss these theories because they're too ridiculous to warrant a response. Really? So you're telling us that we're all stupid and you're smart. That's what you're smart enough to not want
to
deny.
They don't have
what
to
we
answer
know.
To the people that elect them.
No, they don't. They have no. There's nobody to answer to. Period. So we've allowed something really good, the experiment in democracy, to eat us alive, and that's what's going on. We've got these people, these lying cowards, borrowing trillions of dollars to support the military-industrial complex. Let's see how much money they all contributed to various senatorial campaigns and into Congress and the Republican and the National Democratic candidates for president. Then you know.
That's what I want to know.
What's really
know
going on?
Who's married? I mean, if you did, you'd immediately. I know for sure Hillary Clinton's married to a lot of foreign governments.
Okay, let's
like that.
Let me lay this on you. I just got this. This information sort of needs to, you know, people tease me because I say, well, I'd vote for Hillary over some of the Republicans. There are reports that some of the 30,000 emails that Mrs. Clinton deleted from her private email server had references to the Clinton Foundation, and that's why they were deleted. Because many people believe the Clinton Foundation is organized crime at its finest, and the taxpayer is financing it. So here is a summary of how the foundation works as a tax-free money laundering scheme. And maybe this can be proven. This may be some people who don't like the Clintons think this is the largest political criminal enterprise in the history of our country. How you hide foreign money sent to you and repackage it tax-free.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready?
That the Secretary of State shouldn't take money from foreign governments.
You create a separate foreign charity. This one is based, by the way, the Clinton Foundation is based in Canada. So then you get people who are in foreign leadership positions to donate to this Canadian charity. 1,000 people from various governments around the world have contributed mega millions to this charity. They did it out of the goodness of their hearts, expected nothing in return. Imagine Putin waking up one morning and say, okay, I'm going to send some money to the Clintons. No, but he sent money to a Canadian charity. Then the money is bundled into separate donations, and the money from the Canadian Foundation that isn't called the Clinton Foundation is given to the Clinton Foundation. And so the two charities, they claim Canadian law prohibits the identification of donors. They know the law in Canada is not the same as it is in America. So the money comes in, gets laundered there, and then given to the Clinton Foundation. They spend some of the money for, I mean, there's a lot of stuff they do that's pretty legitimate. But a lot of the balance goes to the Clintons. There are a lot of people, you know, that are there that are being taken care of, if you will. And they don't report what they're supposed to in their tax filings. They make clerical errors. They refile the past 5 years of their tax return, that kind of stuff. But really, the net here is that a lot of foreign money, much of it from leaders of other countries or other interests in other countries, gets into the Clinton Foundation, is untraceable back to the original donor, and isn't this money laundering, in a sense? I mean, isn't that really what it is? If you Google the guy who runs the Canadian charity, his name Frank Giusta, G-I-U-S-T-R-A. Google him, Richie. G-I-U-S-T-R-A.
I believe it.
He was the guy who was central to the formation of Uranium One, which is a Canadian company that somehow acquired massive uranium interests and sold them to a company controlled by Russians.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on that.
All right.
Oh.
So you got all of these people.
The mines in the United States were the only whatever kind of metal it is that you need for those
processing.
B-1 bombers.
Yeah.
No, to make them, you know,
stealth.
Radar stealth.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we sold
the
that
Russians
mine.
Own that.
Right.
Yeah. Russians own it. So how is it that Bob McDonnell, remember him, the former Virginia governor, he and
yes.
his wife are in jail
right.
for taking gifts and loans for $165,000. And that was a vitamin company that gave them that money.
Which they never proved that the person that gave them the gifts and loans
mm-hmm.
ever got anything for them.
Mm-hmm. Ask yourself this. If you're sarcastic like I am, the question would be, no matter what your thinking is, why these foreign interests put money through a Canadian charity? Why not donate it directly to the Clinton Foundation? Better yet, why not donate money directly to the people that are in need? This is the essence of money laundering, and this is what people feel was the core of those 30,000 emails that was destroyed. And how do you know how you whether you know, if you don't have them, they can't prove yes, they can't prove no, they can prove nothing. Back to Slick Willie. Pretty smart cookie if he came up with all of this on his own.
Well, he can get away with it. She can't.
No.
Well. Bill can walk out and go, hey, I know.
Because he's likable.
Okay, so it boils down to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. You don't think the Republican mainstays aren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton, put all of their... They're going to put all
will.
Their hooch behind. Of course they
yep,
are.
Because
absolutely.
They can control her. She's controllable.
19 after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Great.
I did pick this song, Ozzy.
This is Ozzy Osbourne. When you want to talk Ozzy, you play Crazy Train.
The one.
Randy Rose.
That, right Marge. About now.
Go, Randy. Hey, let me tell you something. You listen to any football game, they're playing this in the stadium. You're
really?
Cranked up.
Why?
High energy, it's power music. It's power
right, so who is in this?
This is Ozzy Osbourne.
No, but I mean, who else is in Kiss?
This isn't Kiss, this is Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, who's in, wasn't Ozzy Osbourne in Kiss?
Gene Simmons is in Kiss.
Gene Simmons is
Paul Stanley, he's right. Free.
The Stanley's in it, right? Why do I, I'm always confused.
The Stanley's not in this.
I'm always confused these, the Kiss and then...
You're biting bats, heads off the bat.
Yeah.
And stuff like
sticking
that.
Their tongue out.
All right, I can see where you can do that.
All right, so our thought of the day today comes from Ozzy Osbourne, who is still doing that radio show. You know, he hosts an alternative rock.
Amazing, he can string
show.
A sentence together. Much
I
less of the radio
a
show.
Word he says.
Yeah.
You know, all I am is tired. Like, I don't do drugs, like, ever. All I am is tired, and I have trouble stringing a sentence together sometimes. I can't imagine being a burnout.
There you go.
Holy moly.
All right, so Ozzy Osbourne, who's 67 years old today, says the power of people when they focus on something positive never fails to amaze me. I think that's extraordinarily true.
It took him 8 years to figure out that he was actually saying that, because when he says it, like,
sounds like
how Sharon understands him.
She doesn't. She doesn't care. Just keep bringing him the checks.
Bring the checks.
Right.
It's an awfully, insidiously horrible
way it works.
Although she probably makes more than he does now.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, she hosts a bunch of TV shows.
She does. That's right, too. Yep.
Bambina, I had no idea how much I'd need her. In peaceful times, I hold her close and I feed her. My heart's all about taking when I'm...
let's switch over to the Who, Richie.
It's them.
I know. I'm just getting your focus, your thought process moved over. On this date in 1979, this is not something good, but it was the first time it had ever happened in America, and people were shocked. They didn't know what to. They didn't know this was possible in America. You hear about these things in soccer games in other countries, but 11 people were killed on this date in 1979 when all of these rock fans jammed the entrances to get the unreserved seats. See,
it
was a general admission concert. The Who was performing at Riverfront Stadium where the Cincinnati Reds play. And I think this is, what, there's 65,000 seats in that joint? Pretty close to it, if I remember correctly from having been there. Don't they play football there, too? They play both baseball and football.
They're probably 25,000 if it's a baseball stadium.
Wow. Anyway, since this event, cities have banned first come, first serve seating because of this.
I went to Boston, and somebody else that I saw, like Styx or something like that, general admission concerts.
Really?
Let me tell you something. Both my brothers went, and my little brother, who is bigger than I am, we had to save him because he was trapped up against the wall and could not move.
Oh, my God.
And it was it's fending for yourself to get to the seats.
Yeah,
so when you got a 15-year-old brother, and, you know, I'm 17, and my other brother's 21 at the time, it's every man for himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though they're your brothers?
No. I mean us against the world. To try and make sure that everybody gets their seat safely.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they stopped these things because it was crazy.
Yep, crazy stuff. It had never happened before in America.
Now, one of these concerts I went to was within weeks of this thing happening.
Really?
Yeah, that was nuts.
28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This holiday season, consumers are increasingly relying on smartphones to make their lives easier. The second annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly 2 in 5 Americans shop for goods and services on their mobile device, with more than half of millennials doing so. Shoppers are also considering using their smartphones in store, as more than 1/3 say they would or have already used their smartphone to make a purchase at checkout. Mobile is also top of mind for gifting and tipping. 56% of respondents would consider paying someone using person-to-person payments via a mobile banking app, including family, friends, and household helpers. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Mobile is rapidly changing the way we shop for goods and services. It's important for us to provide our customers with convenient offerings that help simplify their financial lives, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In basketball, a player who commits too many fouls is ejected from the game. In our court system, a person who files too many frivolous lawsuits can be ejected from the courts, too. There's a legal term for a person who files too many frivolous lawsuits. They're called a vexatious litigant. Courts don't do this often, but a woman in Idaho filed so many frivolous lawsuits, she was officially named a vexatious litigant by 3 states, 2 federal circuit courts, and the U.S. Supreme Court. The courts told the repeat lawsuit offender that she couldn't file any more lawsuits without special permission from a judge. So what did she do next? She actually sued the last judge who told her she couldn't file any more lawsuits. Let's be fair. Taking away anyone's right to sue should be done only as a last resort. Yet because frivolous lawsuits tie up courts and delay justice for others, judges shouldn't hesitate to penalize people when they continuously abuse the courts. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at DollarDownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, Richie and Doug are here. Let's see how I can keep my mind from getting twisted. Okay, I'm going to do something that's a non-twisted conversational item first, okay? Ready?
Let's hear it.
It's a sad story, actually, about the old FAO Schwartz building.
In New York?
In New York.
Uh-huh.
Toys R Us. Taking it over. It was the flagship store in New York. They're going to close it at the end of the year. They're not renewing their lease on this store. 110,000 square feet. The indoor Ferris wheel was there, Richie.
Yep, I remember that.
Life-size Barbie dollhouse. 20-foot-tall T-Rex dinosaur. It's just too expensive. Toys R Us says that the rush of shoppers into the store for this event, that is the closing of the store, was bigger or better than they ever could have imagined. But they, FAO Schwartz store, this one, it's too expensive to have that kind of retail space in New York City. So the toy piano is gone?
That's all that area is retail space.
No, but this is, apparently there's not a lot of markup in toys.
I mean, for God's sakes, they have a Lego store and an M&M store.
Everybody,
right next to it.
They're all buying online, and so there isn't as much business there. I think you're going to see this sort of thing happen in other areas.
Is Times Square going to become office space now?
Well, what do you do with it?
I mean,
you
got to
be creative.
It's restaurants and retail.
Yep. People go to New York City. They want to go to Times Square. They want to see the action.
Terrible restaurants. Don't ever eat in Times Square.
Oh, yeah. They're all those big...
garbage.
I remember going in to the Hard Rock in Times Square.
Yeah. Oh. That's terrible. And you're going to wait an hour.
Ah.
Go three blocks either way. Anyway.
Yeah, in any direction, exactly. If you haven't seen the video of the day yet at DougStephan.com, it's from Netflix.
I haven't.
It is a commercial for Bill Murray's A Very Murray Christmas. And it is extraordinarily good. It really is. Richie, you're welcome to play the video.
Sure.
If you want the audio on the air. This gives you enough intrigue to go to DougStephan.com. Watch this.
Ring, 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 ring.
Featuring all the season's classic hits.
Lovely weather for us. They ride together with you.
By all the biggest stars.
George Clooney. Miley Cyrus.
Little lamb to the shepherd boy.
With Chris Rock.
Do you hear what I hear?
You'll also hear Maya Rudolph, Jason Schwartzman, Rashida Jones, George Clooney, and many, many more. This holiday season, stay in and enjoy the show.
Enjoy
A Very Murray Christmas.
A Very Murray Christmas. Directed by Sofia Coppola. Coming to Netflix December 4th.
Nice.
Oh my God, that's gonna
go
be
over to my friend's house with Netflix and watch that. That may be a repeat. You might want to watch that once this week, and then maybe Christmas Eve you watch it again. Speaking of that, our poll yesterday, have you put up your Christmas lights yet? Let's see what the response was here, Richie. 25% of you said, not yet, but I'm hoping to get them up this week. 23% of you said, yep, we put them up over the weekend. 22% said, I don't put up lights. Bomb bug. Let's see, 16% said, yeah, they've been up for a while. 13% said, not sure I'm going to do that this year. So that was the poll yesterday. If you want to participate, we love it when we have a lot of thought. A lot of thought goes into all these, but we appreciate your spending some time and thinking about these questions. Our question today has to do with our listing of the top 10 boys' names and the top 10 girls' names that we've posted at DougStephan.com. This is for new baby names. And our question was, how did you pick your child's name? A, they were named after other family members. B, we picked names we liked. That would be, we picked Brendan and Megan because it went well with Stefan. Brendan, Stefan.
Yeah.
Megan, Stefan.
Yeah.
Fit nicely. We picked names from popular culture figures. D, we picked names from historical figures. E, I don't remember. So, tell us what you remember at DougStephan.com. So, I have an interesting sort of anecdotal. This is me on the toot again.
Uh-oh. Now what?
We've been talking about how our resources are being wasted and how military-industrial complex is really screwing up and screwing over the world. And if you don't think that this environmental business, this whole charade, this conference in Paris, and we're going to deal with oil problems and fossil fuel problems, and we're going to spend a lot of money. And you don't think every single company in our country and around the world that has any connection at all to environmental work, the windmills, companies that build these fossil fuel cleanup plants, the companies that are doing even uranium, nuclear powered plants, the companies that are doing solar. Okay, so let me point you to a small country on the other side of the Atlantic that has made the transition so simple and so affordable that in the last 10 years, Uruguay, say it again, Doug, Uruguay, some people pronounce it Uruguay,
Uruguay
has cut its carbon footprint 98%. Not one penny of government subsidy, not 1 cent more does it cost the consumer.
Really?
Not one penny. In fact, right now, renewables provide 95% of the country's electricity. Prices are lower than any other country in South America. There are fewer power cuts where people lose energy, which is a rampant problem all over much of Central and South America. And I'm sure your wife can speak to that.
Yep.
They don't have the infrastructure that we do. We're so spoiled. Europe and America are so spoiled. They just don't have the infrastructure down there. So now they don't lose their power. And if you go back to I guess maybe 10, 15 years ago, maybe you want to push the clock back that far, oil accounted for 27% of Uruguay's imports, and they used that oil to produce electricity. And their gas came from Argentina. Spent a lot of money buying foreign sources of fossil fuel so they could power their power plants. Now, they have wind turbines, which fill the country's ports. They're on their way to being installed everywhere. And they don't put them up high, Richie. They put them on the ground.
Really?
They're influenced by ground wind, not by high wind. So they're not killing off all the birds. You know, that's one thing, Jennifer.
Still don't get that.
What? Why they killed off the birds?
I don't understand
why the birds fly into it.
Those things are so huge and they go so slow.
Yeah.
How a bird is stupid enough to fly into those things?
Our birds are not this business. Anyway, so I just wanted you to know what was going on here, how wonderfully well this works. They have just thought it all through. Hydropower, that's something we've completely gone away from, and nobody knows why. Yeah. Why the hell did we go away from having turbines like the, I shouldn't say we're going to go, the dams like the Hoover Dam, a lot of power comes out of there, but they only use it like a quarter of the time. They don't use it. They don't use it. So, the only reason this came to the surface, I never would have known this before, is that the people from Uruguay were there and they were talking to the media and people say, oh, we didn't know this. We didn't know that. So they sort of took some of the steam, if you'll pardon the pun, away from the other country. Oh, we're going to spend all this money to clean up the air. Really? How about we do what they do in Uruguay? That would seem to be the right way to do it. But it's just me thinking, you know, what do I know?
You know, it's funny, when I was just in Palm Springs and riding past those hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of windmills, I was talking to some of the locals there, and they don't even get the benefit of the power that they create.
No, it goes to Arizona and Vegas.
Yeah, they're like, all that power goes to Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. Yep.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Because that's the way it works, Richie.
Well, I mean, a company owns them. Mm-hmm. They pay the rent.
The good news on the fossil fuel front is that OPEC is worried because prices yesterday dipped below $40 a gallon.
Yep.
Sorry, $40 a barrel. So OPEC is saying, oh, I don't know, what are we going to do? And the countries like Saudi Arabia says, we're going to keep pushing it out as fast as we've been pushing it out.
Bend over and kiss your butts goodbye.
Yep. The immediate result is that the key petroleum products like gasoline, jet fuel, home heating oil. See, this is one of the big outrages. Look at what it costs you. I just priced a couple of different airfares for Christmas week, one from Boston to L.A., the other one from Fort Lauderdale to L.A., and back again. I thought the price was crazy when I did it this summer, because most of the time I do my traveling in the wintertime. I'm back and forth and this year I'm going to go to Europe and the Middle East, but I go back and forth most of the time to L.A. from the East Coast. And wintertime you pay 3.25, maybe 3.4. I remember it used to be $150 round trip, $190 round trip. The prices for the Boston L.A. was $650, from Fort Lauderdale L.A. $900. $150. Yeah. And these guys are buying
jet fuel.
Jet fuel is $1.40 a gallon now because they don't pay tax on it. Farm fuel is about $1.49 a gallon.
They loved it that all the prices of fuel went up for so many years so that they can inflate the prices
Anybody
and keep them there.
Get out a machine gun. If somebody says you've got a fuel surcharge, you want to be blowing them away.
No, you might not want to say that today.
I probably shouldn't say that today. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
All right, that's the story. 60, where are we here? 45 past the hour on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. As teens and young adults mature, they become more responsible for different aspects of their lives, including their health. Parents play an important role in preparing their children to take charge of their health and navigate independent health choices and decisions. While this important stepping stone on the path to adulthood can be overwhelming for parents and teens alike, parents should create an open dialogue with their teen on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, alcohol, mental health, sexual health, and immunizations. Parents should also encourage their older teen or young adult to schedule regular checkups to talk to their doctor about any health questions or concerns and receive any recommended exams, screening tests, or immunizations. The Thrive app, a comprehensive teen health-oriented mobile app, was created to empower parents with health information, checklists, and conversation starters to help them prepare their teen or young adult to take ownership of their health. Download the Thrive app today on your Apple or Android devices.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes manuals online are now available at Haynes.com.
48 past the hour with Rich and Doug on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Well, you'll be happy to hear that the more of your tax dollars at work, a fellow masquerading as a member of Congress walked into the secure backstage area at the president's award dinner. He was not properly screened, and he went up to the president, shook his hand, had a conversation. 5 days later, a woman walked backstage unchecked at a dinner where Obama was the featured guest. And then recently, a couple of people strolled unnoticed past a Secret Service checkpoint into the first layer of the White House grounds. We know that story. So the lapses continue at the Secret Service. What are we doing about it? Nothing.
Here's my favorite thing.
My God, nothing.
they say that one of the reasons that the Secret Service is having such a hard time is that the budget cuts.
Oh, yeah.
They always go to the budget cuts.
Right, not enough money.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's why the Secret Service agents went and got hookers in Colombia because they didn't have enough money.
Right, that's it.
To do their job.
Government funding. Yeah, that was
right.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Maybe they can get the Clinton Foundation to fund.
There you go. The hookers.
How about that? Yeah. That's a good idea, right? Have an annual charity event.
I just always aimed love
at
it.
Collecting money so that these people have enough. The budget of the Secret Service, by the way, is $39.6 million. Nice, huh?
It doesn't seem like a lot of money, actually.
You can get it. How many Secret Service people are there?
Hundreds.
Are there?
Yes. Maybe a thousand.
50. I didn't know that many. Yeah. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's 53 past the hour. It is the morning for most of you who are listening to this program. Maybe early in the morning. It may be what we call morning drive. And it could be in the what we call mid-morning. That's sort of radio lingo for the different times of day when this program is used best by stations all around the country and people listening all around the world. They can listen where they want to because of the TuneIn app and the Stitcher app and all those other things, right? Can we do that with the CRN feed, Jen?
Of course.
We can?
Yeah.
CRN Digital.com, yeah?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right.
That's right. CRNTalk.com, actually.
Here, CRNTalk.com.
Yep.
All right, find us here, there, and everywhere. Speaking of a find, when we found Kim Garrison, we thought we had a gem. He is an expert on realizing innovation in technology. Matter of fact, that's what his company is called, Realizing Innovation. So we're going to talk about some of the gadgets that are around this year. Also, how well did people really do with Cyber Monday? And does anybody go to Radio Shack anymore? All coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Hurry into Sam's Club
on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698 and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus Doormusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, two for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of the Dario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday Doormusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Kim Garrettson here with some of the crazy gadgets. If you have a gadget freak on your list, Jennifer.
I do, actually.
I know you do. Several of them, in fact. So what does she get for the gadget freak on her list, Kim?
Well, I found three. The craziest one is called Bet Bite, and it's for the dieter, the person who's always dieting.
Really?
You hang this thing on your ear,
yeah.
And then you tell the app on your smartphone what you're about to eat, like tuna salad. And the thing on your ear measures how many times you chew and how many times you swallow.
What in the name of heaven? My God.
Who cares?
The fact that it can be done is what I find. Good Lord.
If you try to quit smoking, you get the Quibbit cigarette lighter, and it only gives you a certain number of lights a day and then shuts off. And the display also tells you how much money you've spent today and how much your life is shortened by how many cigs you've smoked today.
Oh, my goodness. Fun out of life.
Good, Jennifer. That's good. All right. What else?
Then there's a wireless sign for your office that you can program on the computer what it says. Like, you can program it to say "go away" when irritating coworkers stick their head at your office door.
I like that.
Okay, where do we start? The Cyber Monday results are in. Shopping by phone, laptop, or tablet up 21% from the same day last year, $3.14 billion.
Yes.
Mobile devices.
Of course, the big problem were products going out of stock, and
customer service
reps are still feeling the pain of all the complaints they got.
Yeah, well, they deserve to. Well, I mean, if you promote something and it doesn't work, what the heck good is that? Also,
exactly.
Radio Shack, still in existence. They're trying to develop exclusive products. Will that work, do you think?
I don't know. I think it's too late. You know, their presence is in small footprint stores and malls. And, of course, mall traffic is down. And they've always been known as a specialty kind of geeky, nerdy store.
Yeah.
And with mall traffic down, I don't think the, you know, nerdy guys are going into malls.
Why would the nerdy guys go to malls? All they do is go to their computer.
Exactly.
Yeah, nerdy guys and gals. Let's make this sound like the we have an open tent here. Everybody's welcome.
No sexism here.
None. All right, Kim Garrettson, thank you for being here on.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.